Let us first end off the two taisvism that we are shuldik. Rashi learned pshat chol ha'oiver achoyre ishe benar ein loy chelek loylam habo. So from Rashi it would seem that he loses oylam haba because of the iser histaklus. Rashi says, Achere yeshes ish, magbas begodel mibnei hamayim, zem mistakel bo. He loses oylam haba because of his taklus. The Ben Yayoda I saw, God lessons, he said that the whole tainig of oylam haba is rie. Tzadikim yoishvim, batreiseim bereshem, venenim miziv ashchine. There's no achile, there's no shtie, the nenim miziv ashchine. It's a no of rie. So from histaklus asuris, one can lose oylam haba. That lecheiris pshat in Rashi. Taisus says, v'choloiver achere ishe benor ein lechelek loylam haba. So Taisus says, perish im rogel bekach, that he jumps for the opportunity. And Taisus seems that that is not the sibe, that starts the ball rolling. V'she yovoy lidei niyuf, v'soifa yori legehenim. So the Gemara says if it means mamish kipshuta, shibishu shein posik zebach ala mikra, beloi garsinale, and the marshal wants to find a different posik, and the marshal, bulk upon him, will be satisfied the vial with toisvis. Now we're up to the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Achoyrei ari v'loy achoyrei isha. So the Marsha says, pshat, if a person has a choice, that it means there's two roads. He has to take one of the two. If he takes road number one, so he's right behind an ari. And imagine if the ari turns around and sees him in back of him. It's not such a tempting marshoveh. And the other alternative is there's an isha. The other one will be going achere isha. So which is the lesser of the two evils? So Rabbi Yochanan says achere ari v'loy achere isha. Achere isha v'loy achere akum. If there's an avodah zarah, so that means he'll be traveling in the parade after an avodah zarah, or he's achere isha. So it's preferable achere isha v'loy achere akum. Achere akum v'loy achere beis hakneses b'shor sh'atzibo mispalale. If the other alternative is that he'll have to pass by a shul and the tzibur is mispalalim and he won't go in, so then it is preferable to go achere avodah zarah. The Marsha says, a very interesting Marsha. So the Marsha says, because if a person is going achere avodah zarah, so they could think, okay, he's an oved avodah zarah, but maybe he's an oved avodah zarah b'shittuf. He deems the Rabbi Nishalm also. He's not completely sold to that party. He's two parties. Masha Enkein. A person is oiver achere beis hakneses v'loi nichnas gorat vei. Denire kekfire gemure b'metzius Hashem. That means if he doesn't take this opportunity to the going to shul, even the ein nichnas bol is palalim a tzibur. Here you have a tzibur that's mispal to the Rabbi Nishalom kol v'Hashem l'chol koirov. And he's mevatel this opportunity, so that's called a kfira gemure. The Iyun Yaakov says, he's kaifer b'yecheiles Hashem, v'ashkochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu legamri. He says, ashar fevort, v'koshkein oisem shoholchim lebeis haknesses, u'mesaprim siche b'teila b'seich ha'tfile, so it's also, they're showing through their actions that tefillah has no value by them, and that is akfire in yecheilas Hashem and ashgoches Hashem. I really don't. It's a meiradike marsho The Marsha says that it's better achayre avoyde zore, because one can say he's an oivet b'shituf. He's an oivet avoyde zore, but he's an oivet the Rebbein Shalom also. L'chayre, there's a posik fakert. Liyo anovi b'ara kalmol had a taina to klal Yisrael, ad mosay atem poischem al shtei hasiipim, im Hashem alakim, l'chu achov, im abal, l'chu achov. Pseliyo anovi had a taina to klal Yisrael. Why are you jumping either be oivdei Hashem, or oivdei avoyde zorev, im abal, l'chu achov. So there was a taina, if you're oivdei habal, be complete oivdei habal. Why are you an Oved Hashem also? That's what they say over from Rab Chaim, that it's better to be a pure Oved Habal than to be an Oved Habal and an Oved Hashem. Because then the whole Avedis Hashem has a different surah in Gansen. But Al Kaponim, the Marsha seems to say that it's preferable to go after an Avedis Zore, then the people will be choishet him, he's only an oivet b'shituf, then to pass by a basic nesis, because that's called akfire b'yecheles Hashem. The goyin says a little different. The goyin says that be'etzem we are speaking about four roshei averes. It's not speaking about chshad, it's speaking about what eventually could come out. If a person is going achoyre ari, so that's a b'chine of ritziche. Just like a person is not allowed to kill someone else, he's not permitted to kill himself also. Achayre ari is loisirtzach. Achayre ishe is loisinov. In the Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that if a person is the lesser of the two evils, is loisirtzach. Achayre ishe is loisinov. Achayre avaydezore is layilacha lehim achayre malponaim. So leisinov is the lesser of the two evils of layilacha lehim achayre malponaim. Achayre beis haknesses, that's abchina of kaifer beiker, that's abkfiren anoichi Hashem oleikecha. That means avaydezore is also, avaydezore is, there's an iser to be an oived avaydezore. As we mentioned already once, the oivdei keichovim umazolis, they are keiches that come from the keichovim umazolis, which are mashpiye, chochme, gvura, shiris, etc. The whole toys of the oivdei avoyde zora was that they stopped over there. Since the hashpo came through the keichovim, they thought by being oivdei keichovim, that's a way of getting hashpo. Not realizing that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Baal HaKeiches Kulam. That was the chet of the oivdei avoyde zora. But so b'etzem the chet of avoyde zora means a person wanted to get a certain hashpo. And let us mention one more nekude. There's a meiradike drosha saran. The Drosh Saran explains, he says, we see the Oivdei Avoyde Zore, the word Doiris and Doiris of Oivdei Avoyde Zore, and these people were not stupid. They were Chachomim in Gdoilim, and they were Oivdei Avoyde Zore. So the Ran in the Drosh asks, how did this work? I mean, what Hava Mine did they have? And it seems it worked. If it wouldn't have worked, they wouldn't have been Keseider Oivdei Avoyde Zore. The Ran says one nekude that explains how the toys of the Oivdei Avoyde Zore came about. There are keiches lamaylo. Let us give a modern example. For example, there's the sun gives out their solar energy. How much energy one will derive from the sun is totally in the mekabel. There are certain kalim which attract the rays of the sun. And with these kalim, we get more energy from the sun, and we can accomplish certain things. These in yonim are understood api derech hateva. It is the same sun, but what one will be mekabel from the sun is totally in the kalim that he will create. With certain kalim, one can derive more benefit from the sun. Without this kalim, one doesn't derive this benefit. But that we all understand. There were other oifanim, how to be mekabel koiches from the keichovim in the maizolis. And these were oifanim which were skulois, the Ran says. Now, a skula is something that we don't understand the cause and effect. But there were gevaldike chachomim, and there were certain skulas which were done, so just like, which there are things which we understand, if one can harness the rays of the sun, through the skulas also one was able to harness the rays of the sun. Now, a skula, we don't understand the cause and effect. The Doiris were aware of these schoolers, and by doing the schoolers, a person was gebenched with a ribu yav hashpo, and that was mutter, that was a hetagoma. The problem came about when people started saying pshat in these schoolers. The schooler is not a schooler, the schooler is an avoider of the sun, and it became a whole religion, and that's how the Avodah Zarah came about, the Aveir of the Avodah Zarah. The skula worked though. So the Hatzlocha, that from those pulis, they saw Bechush. In the Hatzlocha, there was no reason why they shouldn't have Hatzlocha. Because these were skulais bedukais. But the pshat in the Hatzlocha, that they said that Hatzlocha came about because they were Avodim to this Koichov and this Mazel. And this Koichov, the Mazel is made of them. That's brought about the toys in Avodah Zarah. But Al Koponim, about an Oved Avodah Zarah, is pshat is that he wants to derive benefit, and Lamaisi sees benefit through these pu'ulas that he does. A Koifel Be'iker is worse than that. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. And Chazal put it down so sharply, if there's a minyan davening, and he doesn't use this opportunity to go and daven with a minyan, that falls into the category of kofer beika. V'loy achayre beisakneses b'shor she'atzibo mispal. But then the Gemara says this iser is only when it seems from his actions that there's no legitimate reason for not going into the shul. V'loy amoron elo d'loy dori midi. He's not carrying a masoi. If he's carrying a masoi, so people will realize that ein kan gnai, the mucha milsa, the haidaloi nichnas mipnei ha-masoi, he's carrying the masoi. He can't bring this into the shul. He can't leave it outside either, mistoma. Vidori midi leslambo. V'loi amoran al deleko pischa achrine. That there's not another door. If there's another door, vika pischa achrine leslambo. So if there's another door, so people won't be choishitim. Maybe he's entering the other door. V'loy amoram, al d'loy rochiv chamro. Av rochiv chamro, if he's riding a chamoyer, there's also less lonbo. He can't bring the chamoyer in, and he can't leave the chamoyer outside. V'loy amoram, al d'loy monach tvilin, av monach tvilin, less lonbo. But al kaponim, we see a moiridike choymer, that Chazal held, if one... is doing a pula that is matl shad on him, that he doesn't see the importance of davening tefillah b'tzibur, that is a b'chine of kofer b'ikar. Let us see Rashi. B'shor sh'atzibur mispalalim, dekivin she'enoi nichnas, nire kepoirek oil, u'mevaze beis ha'kneses. This is called, he's there. That means there's a difference when a person is home and he doesn't go. That's a shochein ra. But al kaponim, he's there. The opportunity is in front of him. And he doesn't take the opportunity. That's called mevaze beis haknesses. V'idorimide en kan gnai demuchemil sadaid lanifes mnei hamasi v'kepischa achina en kan bizoi demanda chozi sovo bepischa achina leil. That he's going into the other Pesach. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rav, Yetzer Hora, Doime Lizvuf. The Yetzer Hora, here we're diagnosing the Yetzer Hora and his Oifanim of Pitui. So Rav says the Yetzer Hora is Doime Lizvuf. V'yoyshev ben shnei miftechei haleif. שנאמר זבובי מובס יביש יביע שמן ריקח. זבובי מובס is יביש, they will bring to a sirchen, they will spoil it. Yasriach, in Yabi Rashi says, Loshen Avabuois, the bubbles will come about in the Shemen Rekeach, which is a Shemen Meshubach, Kol Mashke Masriach, Mala Resiche Vababuois. So we have to try to understand what is Rav telling us, Taimel Ezvu, V'yoyshe Ben Shnei Miftach Ha'alev, Shenema. It brings a posik, Zvu Ve'imovis, Yavish Yabi Shemen Rekeach. So first let us try to understand the first half, before the Shenema. Yetzahara doimel lezvu v'yoyshev bein beis miftachei alev. Before we'll go to the yoyshev, it is kedai to mention the Ben Yehuda says, a zvuv, a fly, doesn't have the chels from anyone. That's number one. That's Yisrei Dalav. He'll go to a king, he'll stand on his nose, this is the king, what gave them on? That's number one. A zvuv does not knock on the door, does not ask permission. Atabose, I'm here and I guten tag. That's number one. So the zvuv comes to anyone. Doesn't matter a tzaddik, a roshe, who comes to tzaddik? I'm here. He's a zvuv. Now that's number one. Number two, a zvuv does. If you'll notice, you'll watch a zvuv does not stand on one place. He jumps around keseda. So the Rab Chaim Voloshiner says, that's the chilek between the Yetzer Toiv and the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Toiv stands on one place. He's doing Keseder one job. He's trying to convince and help the person to do Dvorim Toivim. That's the Yetzer Toiv. Never changes. The Yetzer Hara, he can do whatever he wants. Sometimes if he's successful, he's such a person, can tell him to do something bad. He'll tell him to do something bad. I mean, he doesn't have any, he's not embarrassed. How could I think of such a thing? How could you suggest such a thing? No, a zvuv doesn't have any embarrassment. But sometimes the person who he wants to be mefate, he's an odom godel, and it won't work, but he's looking for success. So then the zvuv is not distressed because of this. So he jumps to the other side. So he comes in place of the Yetzer Toiv. And he comes in the place of the Yetzer Toiv and he'll tell him, you're a Kaddish, I want you to be a Kaddish Kaddish, a double Kaddish. And he'll tell him on Huggis, which will be Mamish, you'll go Lamailo, Lamailo. And Rav Chaim Voloshiner explains, for example, that the person, this Inyonim of Kavonis, to be Machaven, Lishmo, in Hachonis, which are Meir Dikizachin. But then the Yetzer Hara will tell him, and if you're not in this Darge, so you shouldn't do the mitzvah, because it's a bezoin of the mitzvah. So you're Fapasak, but you weren't able to be Machaven then. He'll tell him on Hoggis, that Fashidina on Hoggis, which will be Mavatal him from mitzvahs and Avodis Hashem, but he'll tell him, this is all L'shem Shamayim. So this Zvuv, is Yoishiv Ben Shnei Miftachei Alei. And what is the Shenema? The Shenema says, Zvuvei Movis Yavish Yabia Shemen Rikeach. So perhaps this is telling us that you could have Shemen Rikeach. That means this is a Moiridike Choshev Shemen. One is not assured, since this is Shemen Rikeach, since the whole Shifa is only to get better and to Lalois Milo Milo, one is never assured that he has nothing what to worry about. You could have Shemen Rekeach and Zvuvei Movis, Yavish Yabiya Shemen Rekeach. Verkehrt. They sterren sich nicht von Shemen Rekeach and they could be Mahapach Shemen Rekeach, that it should become Yavish V'Yabiya. That is how Rav gives us a picture of the Yetzer Hara. Ushmuel Omar Kemin Chitahu. That the Yetzer Hara is like a chita, shenema le pesach chatos roivetz. So chatos is oisius chita. That the Yetzer Hara is similar to a chita. Goyin says that what is the dimyan to a chita? So the Goyin explains that one we had before, that one man the Yomah holds that the Eitz Hadas Toivara was a chita. The Indian of a chita is when a child is toyim tan dogam, then he gets a shife for taivis oilam hazeh. Could be that is pshat that we had that kozman atinik is not able to eat a kezayis dogon, v'chtei achilas pras is ein machike meitzei osay, ein tzei osay masreches. The koyach of dogon, of the eitz hadas toivera, that gives in the person the koyach hataive. The Ben Yayoda says, Amayre de Kevold. He says, Be'etzem, you need, lechem is from the things that a person needs. But a person does not have lechem in a chite. In order to create lechem from a chite, there are many avoidos in yegiyas that a person has to do in order to, from the chite, to make it lechem. You need, you have to be mafred the psoilis, and you have to be toichen it. And if you do all these pu'ulas, then the tachlis that comes out is lechem, which is the chayei nefesh shel ha'odom. So, be'etzem, taive is a necessity on this world. We mentioned, the Rabbeinu Yoinah says, and that's how we're speaking about it now, b'chol levovcha b'shnei yitzrecha, so we're speaking about how the Yetzer Hara looks and how estafkid is. There is a, without taiva, the world would not exist. A person would not want to eat. In other inyanim, there would be no kiyam ha'ilam without taiva. But in the taiva comes through the achilas chite. When he starts eating chite, then a person has in himself the chita gives him the shchuke to be hoylech achataivis oylem hazeh. But one should not remain with a chita. That means there are certain taivis which are essential and which are mitzvahs, and there are certain taivis which are tachbulois hayetza with bepesach chatos roivis. So memele, that is what Shmuel is telling us. That it's doime lechita, there's some good in it, but in order to be tamed, the good one has to be mafris, the psoilus from the type. Rashi chatos, loshen chite dorishle. Chatos is a loshen of chite. Tana rabon. Shtei kloyois yeshboi ba'odom. There are two kloyois, the two kidneys that a person possesses. Achas yeyatzosai le'toivo, v'achas yeyatzosai le'ro. Umistavro de toivo li yeminoi vero li smoiloi. Mistome de toivo li yeminoi vero li smoiloi. The Goyin says that, we find, yeminoi tipcho shamayim, yotcho yos adorat yeminoi tipcho shamayim. So the Goyin says that, that fakert, we see the yamin is oisik in the nyone shamayim and the nyone ruchniyis, and the smoil is oisik in artsiyis. So mestome, if that the pasuk speaks about the bria shamayim va'oretz, where miyaches the oretz to smoil and the shamayim liyamin, so in every inyan, the yamin is more miyuchid le. To Himmelzachen, in the smell is Mamayuchet to Arzius. So Mamel Mistavra de Toivo li Yeminoi Veroli Smoile. Dechsiv, Leiv Chocham li Yeminoi Veleiv Ksil li Smoile. The Marsha says Pshat, it means the Leiv of the Chocham is influenced by the right kidney, and there's no two Levavis. There's only one Leiv, there's one Cholav, Leiv Ksil li Smoile. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Tanu Rabbonon, Klois Yoyatzois. The Klois are Yoyitz. That's their tafkid. Leiv Maven. The decision overcomes to the Leiv. Loshin Mechatech, Pe Goymer, and the Koyach Adibo, The Lashon is Machatach, the Chitach HaOisiyos, and the pronunciation of the Oisiyos, Pegoymer, Veishit Machnis, the Veishit of Moitzi, the Sifsa Chachamim, erases, Veishit Machnis, the Veishit, the food goes through, Kol Minei Machol. Kone Moitzi Koil, the Koil comes out from the Kone. Before we turn the page, let us see Rashi already. So Rashi says, Klois Yoyatzois es Halev Asei Kein. It gives Eitzes, what to do. Falev Meibin Ma Yeshle Lasois. Im Yishma Latzas HaKlois Im Lav. Uminayin SheHaKlois Yoyatzois Shenem Avoyach Es Hashem Asher Yotzoni Af Leilis Yisruni Chul Yoysai. So this Yisruni is a lotion of Teichoche and Eitzes. Uminayin sha'alev meivin, sh'nemach levova yovin. Lo shayin mechatech hadibu lohoitzi mipiv. The loshen is mechatech the dibu, vapeh heimas fosayim goymer umoitzioi. The stipler says in an oath, imagine if a person would have to think whenever he wants to speak, now I have to move my tongue and now I have to move my lips. He'd accomplish, he wouldn't speak too much, but al kaponim utzmeiridik. Everything is taken for granted so much that the Rebbeinu Shalom created the psazam mishinkedo, that everything goes automatically without thinking. Reye shoy eves kol minei mashkin. The reye, the lungs are shoyev kol minei mashkin. Let us see what Rashi says. Afal pi shein nichnosim bekeres derech haveshet, even though the mashke enter through the veshet, and it goes into the keres, horeye moitzitzosom v'shoyavosom mibaad ledoifnei hakeres. It seems it sucks out the liquid, the humidity from the keres, and that's the koyach of the reye. Koveit koyes, the koyach of kas, originates in the Koveid, Moro, Zerekes Boi Tipo Omenichosoi. The Moro is Zerekatip, and that calms down the Koveid. Tchoil Soichek. The spleen has in its koyach to bring about schoik to the person. Kulkebon Toichen. The Kulkebon is Toichen the Machel. Keva Yishena Af Neo. The koyach hashine is from the keve, and the koyach of hisayreris comes from the af. Shlomo Mishnasei explains when the food gets digested, one is a full stomach, so there's a something, a type of a steam that comes up, or a gas that comes up from the keve, and it enters the moyach, and that brings about shine. And afneyo, when a person breathes fresh air, that could bring about that he gets svachadik. So the keva contributes to the koyach hashine, and the af, the choytem, could awaken a person. Neyer hayoshon, yoshon haneyer, nimuk v'hoylech loy. What does this mean? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, zerekes baitipa moro, umenichosoy minakas. That calms down the COVID. Soichek schoik. Kulkebon. Ba'oif hu hems. Ba'oif it's the kulkebon. That's teichen the machel. And hu hemses bebehime. Bebehime, that is the hemses, which a loshen, it grinds or it melts the machel. Turns it into a liquid. Teichen a machel. Af hachoiten. Neya mekitze mishinosai. That was, some a person breathes fresh air, that awakens him. Neya hayoshon, v'yoshon haneya. So there's two pshatim in Rashi. One pshat is shenischaufo. If something of a change will occur. Ubo hashino min ha'af, v'akeva ni oiris. If somehow the af will bring shin and the keva will bring hisayiris nimik vahiluch loy misnayna vahiluch loy v'nimshach lemisa. This is not however biologically it happened, but it is not a good chalipin, and that eventually will bring lemisa. Loshin acha neyer hayoshan hakeva. That means the yoshan which contributes to sleep will somehow bring hisayiris also. V'nimtza keiva va'afni yurim, she'ein ha'yoshen klal, that means he's not sleepy, he's not tired. Everyone is contributing to be awake. So he won't sleep. Or yoshen ha'neya, v'nimtza shneim, yesheinim ve'in ha'neya kim bekushi, so me'mele, so this ta'goich nisht. And be'emes and the shalas of Rashi was goyres. This is really the Baraisa, the second shot of Rashi is the Baraisa, and others say Rashi was not Geiris, this Baraisa. Tana, im shneim yishenim, oi shneim neurim, miyad meis. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Oimer, tzadikim yeitzer toiv shoiftom. Tzadikim yeitzer toiv shoiftom. So the poshet pshat, of that's how the Goyin says pshat, Yetzer Toiv Shoifta means that the Hanhoge, they're governed by the Yetzer Toiv. That means the Yetzer Hora at Tzadik, there's no Yetzer Hora anymore. So all the machshavas that the person has, like this we had before, Yetzer Hora Daimel Zvuv Shnei Miftachei Alev, a person can never know the idea, the suggestion that falls into his mind, if who's the originator of it, from the Yetzer Toiv or the Yetzer Hora. But Tzadikim, Yetzer Toiv Shoftam. Their manik, their first impulse, that you should know because they killed. Shenema v'libi cholal bekirbi. The Yetzer Hora was killed already. So he doesn't, Rashi says v'libi cholal bekirbi, Rashi made him a psashtikala meis, vaystois, that it's still around, vaystois, sheyesh biyodi lechayfei, but al kaponim vaystois, it's a lemala, the yetzer hara, by them, v'libi cholal bekirbi. David HaMelech said this, he killed the yetzer hara betanesim. So al kaponim, so the machshaveis and the meskolis that fall into his mind, he should know that this is from the Yetzer Toiv. He doesn't have to make Sheva Chakiris Ubdikis. Yetzer Ra, Rishoim, by the Rishoim, Yetzer Ra Shoiftom. A Roshe, so his Yetzer Toiv haltzach by the Gesis Rishoim. So Memele, so by him, Yetzer Ra Shoiftom, whatever falls into his mind, that's from the Yetzer Hore. It sounds good, it doesn't sound good. It's all one shayrish, the Yetzirah. Shenema, niyum pesha l'roshe bekerev libi, ein pachad alakim l'neged einov. So let's see how Rashi says pshat in this posik. Niyum pesha l'roshe, omar David, bekerev libi yesh, my heart tells me, v'oimer ani, I think sha pesha noyam l'roshe, kloyma, he tells him, you have nothing but to worry about. That's the extreme. He's in Gantz. There's no pachad alakim. That the Yetzahore controls him so much that there's no pachad anymore. There's nothing but to worry about. That is the poshet pshat in the Gemara. The Ben Yoyada wants to say the Loshen Shoiftom, he wants to say a little differently. Shoiftom is a Loshen Mishpot, Dayan. So the Ben Yoyada wants to say as follows, Sadikim Yetzer Toiv Shoiftom. That means Sadikim, after when they do a mitzvah, so they don't have a satisfaction that they did the mitzvah, the Yetzirah, the Shoifet them. Was it done b'shleimis? Was it done b'simcha? Was it done with all the hidurim? After they accomplish something, they don't pat themselves on their back, but the Yetzirah Toiv is still on them. Yetzirah Toiv shoifet them. He doesn't give them a pat on his back. He shoifet them. That's, yeah. Rishoim Yetzirah shoifet them. Watch that Yetzirah shoifet them. After he falls to an Amerdi Kizach, he says, after he's nichshol in an Aveire, so the Yetzer Hara tells him, no, then he tells him, do you know what you did? It's shreklach. He tells him what all the Muslims follow him. So in other words, you're hopeless. If you're hopeless, I'm a meilus. So why he shouldn't, doesn't even try to do tshuva. So he gets Musar also, but this Musar is the Yetzer Hara. He wants to make sure that he shouldn't try to be better. That's how the Ben Yoyada says pshat. Yetzer Hara shayftah. Now, Beininim, Zev Zev Shaifta. Shenema Yamoid Limin Evyain Leishifta Leishia Mishoifte Nafshe. There's an Evyain that has two Shaiftim. There are Shaifte Nafshe. There are two Shaiftim. What are the two Shaiftim? The two Shaiftim are that he has a Yetzer Hor and a Yetzer Toiv. So the Goyin says, so if a person is a Beinoni, so Mamele, he has to know he can't take everything al muskel rishon. He can never know if he has two Shaiftim in him. So Mamele, he can never know who is telling him what to do. So therefore, he has to be aware of this. The Balatanya started off Sefer HaTanya with this Gemara. Let us learn a little further. Omar Rabbe kegoin onu beinanim. That we're beinanim. That means we're beinanim. We need yamid lemin avin leishia mishayv teinapshe. Omar leyabaye leishovik ma chaye lechol berye. If you're a beinani, the Gil says, Rabbi over here, if you're a beinani, so there's no such thing as a tzaddik. L'shavik mar chay l'chol berye. Then Yoda wants to say, we learned before in the third perek that a tzaddik is called a chay. Ben ish chay. So memele, so if you're a beinani, so there's no chayim anymore. There's no people who fall into the b'china of chay. The others are moichik, the next thing, v'omarove, and omarove, lay the inish b'nafshe, im tzaddik omur im lot. Listen. I'm not speaking about a nevis. A person has to know. Is he a tzaddik gomo or not? The Balatanya says, pshat in this gemore, he says, yetzahore zeve ze shoiftom. So he says, pshat as follows. This is the lashon of the Balatanya. Yetzahore einei rak al derech moshul kemoi shoifet v'dayim. The Yetzahore by a Beinani is like a Shoifet V'dayin. What is Pshat? He's a Shoifet. Ha'omer Datoi B'mishpot. He's giving an opinion. That means the Yetzahore is there and he gives an opinion. V'af al Pikein, even though, so he says, just like when you have a Bezdin and one dying gives an opinion, Yeshloime Shaloyeh P'sak Haloche Kach L'maise. That doesn't mean that will act according to his opinion. There's another shayfet v'dayin that holds fakel. V'tzorich la'achriya b'neim. And you have to be machriya. If there's a matter, there's a difference of an opinion. So one dayin says like this, or one dayin says like this. The final decision, one needs a'acho. V'haloche k'divrei ha'machriya. And by a beinani, who is the machriya? Who HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ha'oizah lahayetzer toiv. The Rebbein Yishlom helps the yetzer toiv. That's from this pasuk. Il moli HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizroi, eini yocheloi. That's yamayd lemin evyoin leishia mishayftei nafshei. The person hears two opinions, and the person doesn't know what to do. And what is the ezer? So he says the ezer is, ha'ezeri ha'ore, Shemeir Eir Hashem al Nefesh al Akis Liyis Lo Yisrein Ushlite al Sichlis Haksil V'Yetzer Haro. It's the Rebbein Yishlolem shed some light to the situation, and the person sees it in its pure perspective. That means Kozman, we don't have the Eir of the Rebbein Yishlolem. The Yetzer Haro is a gewaldike koyach to distort and make things very vague. But if that's Ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrein Yocheloi, and this is the Haftoche, Yamoid Limin Evyain Leishia Mishoiftei Nafshe. Omar Rav, Lo Ivri Almo Elo Leachov Ben Omri L'Rab Chanina Ben Doisa. Leachov Ben Omri Ha'ilam Hazeh, Rab Chanina Ben Doisa Ha'ilam Habo. Now let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Kiyamid Hakadosh Baruch Hu min Evyain Leishia Mishoiftei Nafshei Shma Mino Yesh Lecha Odom שיש לנפשוי שני שויפטים. There are two שויפטים. לשובק מה חיי לכל בריה, that's what הבעיה told him, אם אתה מן הבינינים, אין לך צדיק גמור באוילום. לראשי גמורי, so the אוילום הזה זה לראשי גמורי האוילום הזה, שאין להם באוילום הבא כלום, they have nothing in אוילום הבא, וצריכים ליטל סחורם כאן, כגוין אחר, שויה אושר מאויד, דקום עלי בן הדת כספה וזובך ליהו. The Ian Yaakov brings down Loihoya Osher Ka'achov. And he had 140 children. 70 lived in Shemrein, 70 lived in Yisrael, and each one had two palaces, a palten shel Kayetz and a palten shel Chayref. And he was a meiradika oisha. The goyin says, Achav molach b'chol ha'ilam, v'hoya loy kol tuv ha'ilam hazeh. And it seems that, so he had whatever oilam hazeh could afford, he had. And the lamdus is, schar mitzveh b'hai al malekeh, that in reality, this whole world does not have enough to offer to pay the schar from one mitzvah. That is, if a person appreciates the mitzvahs, then he gets the full schar for the mitzvah. But if a person does not appreciate the mitzvah, that's a mishalem l'soinov alponov l'avidoi. That is the greatest oinish, that they are repaid, they are paid for the schar for all the mitzvahs in oilam hazeh. So Koponim, whatever Olam Hazeh could afford to give Achav, Achav had. He had a complete Olam Hazeh because he had nothing to get in Olam Haba, so he had to be paid completely for his Olam Hazeh. And we see the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Achav Shokul Hoya, he was Avatchim, but Mamayna used to be Marzik, Talmidei Chachomim, so Mestama, he had Schusim also, so Mamela, he had to have a wonderful oilam hazeh al kaponim, it should be some type of a payment for the schusim that he had. Rab Chanina ben Doise had oilam haba. So Rashi says, La tzadiki gemuri oilam haba, she'ein lam bo oilam hazeh klum, kegoin Rab Chanina ben Doise, she'day loy bekav chuvim me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. I think Rashi is saying a more dekezach. Perhaps I'd like to be magdim. It's brought down from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says a more dekezach. He says, "Hine min hashamayim lo yushpa lo odom shum toive." Afilu ktano shebektano ispechinam. The Rebbeinu Shloilam does not give anyone anything bechinam, for free. Nothing is given for free on this world. Va'afilu ba'at pas lechem oikois mayim tzoynenim, even just for bread and water, menakim loy la'odom eizoy mizchuyoysov. Yes, though, there's nothing free. You have to pay for it. It needs a schus for it. Kedersiv, he brings a medrash in Kehelis. The pasuk says in Kehelis, "Kol amal ha'odom lefiu." And the medrash says, "The kol amal odom b'teira mitzvahs halavai sheyaspiku lefiu lemashu oichel b'shoisa." Halavai, a person should not be shuldig for the food he eats. He should have enough mitzvahs to pay for that. So al kaponim, oilam hazeh is not for free. Rav Desla Michtav Eliyahu brings a similar thing. This he brings from the father of the altar from Kelem. And he says, Mamash HaSeim Yisoyit, Ha'oilam Hazeh Hum Molayn Yokor Miyoyit. It's a very expensive hotel. Ki Lefomim HaShe'ochel Kam Mishalem Ba'oilam Abo Shaloi Mamash. He could pay up. He has a Gevaldik Oilam Hazeh, but he's paying up with his Olam Haba. He says, where do we see this? So he brings a Meira the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is very difficult to understand, but we see such an inyan that the Talmidim visited Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer had a gewaltige hefsed momen, and he was sick, and everyone was treyadik, and Rabbi Kiva was besimche. And then he asked him, are you besimcha? So he said, the whole time I witnessed, I saw Rabbi Lezer, everything was going good for him, panos and everything. I was afraid, kibol oylomcha b'chayecha. So Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Lezer, was afraid maybe the oylom haz of Rabbi Lezer was instead of oylom abo. But now we saw that things weren't going good, he was besimcha. So Abar al Kaponim, we see that Oilam Hazeh is if one has a bountiful Oilam Hazeh, it could be he's paying a high price for it. So that's what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi says, who has a complete Oilam Haba, she'ein lahem b'Oilam Hazeh klum. That means someone who has nothing in Olam Hazeh, kigoyim Rabbi Chanina ben Doise, shedai lo bekav cheruvim, he has the complete Olam Haba. That means nothing was chiseled off his Olam Haba in order to give him Olam Hazeh, because he didn't have an Olam Hazeh. That's l'chei Reb Shat N'Rash. Goma nema b'chol miyedecha. V'im nema b'chol miyedecha, loma nema b'chol nafshecha. Why does the Torah have to say, "V'ha'av Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyedecha"? So l'chayre the kasha is, the Torah should pick out that which is most chaviv, and the Torah should say that you should, the avos Hashem should be, even though one has to sacrifice what is most chaviv by him. So why does the Torah say b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyedecha? Elam yesh lecha odom. So Rabbi Lezer answered, because there's no standard chaviv. Im yesh lecha odom shegufay chaviv olav mimamaynay. There are certain people that gufay chaviv olav mimamaynay. Lekach nema b'chol nafshecha, that you have to be mevater al gufay. Im yesh lecha odom shemamaynay chaviv olav migufay. Kach nema b'chol miyedecha, Rabbi Kiva Imer b'chol nafshecha afilu neitel es nafshecha. I'd like to tell you over how the Goyin learns pshat in this Gemara. I think the Lashon HaZov also says the same pshat, which is Mechudish Dik, the Marsha does not learn like this pshat, but let me tell you the Goyin. The Goyin says that there's a meiridike machloikis l'haloche between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lezer, he says, Rabbi Lezer is speaking about Gufoy, and Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Nafshoy. Rabbi Lezer is speaking about, there are different types of people. He says, Rabbi Lezer, there's no person, the Goyin Tain is, that's Chaviv Olav Momoinei Migufoy. He says, where's there a person that's maskim to die, a bee should have his money? So what kind of cheshbon is there? There's no such cheshbon that a person is maskim to mimavata if he can take it with him, mimela. But he can't. So mimela, so where is there such a person? So therefore the Goyin says, Rabbi Lezer learned nafshecha does not mean the nefesh. It means gufoy. Tilchas gufoy. That means in the Mefoshim give an example. There are two types of people. Let's say there's an oraman. And there's another man, he needs money. Now there's two ways of getting the money. There's one way of dishing out your money, but that's not enough. So there's another oifen to go to other people and shaft money for him. This involves tirchem bezyoinis. So there's one person that, nafshay, gufay chavav olav mimamoine. He won't give a penny, but he can go around, he can oxygate them nishton. A B, he won't have to dish out a penny, he'll go around from door to door to shaponi, big stock at hatsal mimovis, and he can give a whole drosha. That'll do. Gufay he'll do, but not mimamoine. but it's not a yester, the yester has to give him a money. So this person, tal b'chol me'edecha. No, you're not yaitza with this alone. You have to give your money also. Yesh lecha adam, shemamayne chava v'olav miguvil. Give money, he'll give an extra portion. But he's not going to go and shaf money. He's not going to be matriach himself. Lekach nema b'chol nafshecha. So therefore, he says, according to Rabbi Elezer, this pasuk b'chlal is not speaking about mesiras nefesh. The pasuk is speaking about that the avos Hashem should be b'mamoinoi u'betirchas gufoi. And that's why the Gemara says, yesh l'chodm shegufoi choviv mimamoinoi. Here we mention gufoi. Rabbi Kiva was the one that said, b'chol nafshecha afilu neitel es nafshecha. Rabbi Kiva said that the pasuk is speaking about that the zechiyev mesiras nefesh. That's how Rabbi Kiva learned pshat. And the Goyin says that Rabbi Lazar did not hold of the zechiyev of mesiras nefesh. If it's speaking about avodah zarah, Rabbi Lazar did not hold about this. The Gemara brings this memor of Rabbi Lazar in Psochim. So the Goyin says the Iker is not Rabbi Lazar, Iker is Rabbi Kiva. That's how the Goyin learns. Tona Rabbonim. Pam achas gozra malchus arishe shloyasku Yisrael batoyrim. Bapopis ben Yehude umotzoil Rabbi Kiva, those agzere, agzeres hashmad, agzere to be oike toyre by klal Yisrael. Umotzoil Rabbi Kiva shoyamakel kehilois barabim voisik batoyrim. Oma leya Kiva iato misyore mipnei malchus. Aren't you afraid of the malchus? I mean, they have the power, and they made a gzeira, they'll fear ois. Om alay em shalacha mashu lamo adov odoyma, lishuul shahoya mahalech al gavano. There was a fox walking al gavano, v'ro dogim shoyim iskapzim mimokim lamokim. They were jumping from one place to another place. Om alam ibnei ma'atem boichim. That it's dangerous to be in the water, there are nets, so therefore we're bereich. So he told them, you know, I have a good answer. That on the yabosha there's no nets. The nader aniva atem, kishem shedoru avoisai im aviseichem. And doru avoisai im aviseichem, the Goyin says, that what does he mean to say? He means to say that there was a time when the whole world was only water, it was covered with water, so then we were also together. We were together, the fox was together with the fish in the water, but the Goyin says that's a mistake. When there was only water, there was no fox and no fish. Al Kaponim, that's what he's saying. We were together once, and it was very good, so let's do it again. Amrulai ato shaimrim alecha pikeach shebachayis, le pikeach ato ela tipeshata. The Taz in Ezra says that people make a tremendous mistake. You say wives make a tremendous mistake. That a wife would want that the husband shouldn't sit and learn because she wants to have Olam Hazeh. She realizes Lev Olam Habe, but she wants to have Olam Hazeh. And the Taz says she's making a mistake because the Pasuk says, Ki hu chayecho. Chayecho Olam Hazeh also one gets through Torah. Ba'irich yamecha is Olam Haba. But Olam Hazeh also one gets through Torah. And that's what Rabbi Kiva told him. You're speaking about Olam Hazeh, that it's not worth it for us to learn now because it's a sakone. We'll lose Olam Hazeh. So fakert, that's true it's a sakone. But that's mokim chayenu, ki hu chayecho. So memele, by stopping to learn, zicha we won't be zoiche to Olam Hazeh. Imono hulchim mevatle mimena alachas kama vekama. Amru loihoyu yomim mo'otim ad shetavsu l'Rabbi Kiva v'chavshu bebeis ha'asurim. V'tavsu Papas ben Yehuda v'chavshu etzloi. Amalai papas, mia v'yachal kan, what are you doing here? Amalai ashrecha rabbi kiva, shenitfast al divrei teire, oiloi le papas, shenitfast al dvorim b'teilem. The Goyin seems to say, this papas was an Adam Godel. He was a Korev Lamalchos, and he was a Godel and Ruchnius also. But the Nitvas Advorim Betelem, it seems this conversation was overheard from the Romans. And the Nitvas Advorim Betelem, that means they were insulted that he didn't, yes, Rabbi Kiva, good kasha, they enjoyed the kasha. But he was shosak, he didn't say a dover bottle against Rabbi Kiva, that's why they held he also was mechuyev to get killed. Bishor shaitziya yis Rabbi Kiva la'arige zman krishma hoyim. For yisirkim es besori b'masreike shal barzel, for yimekabol olav oil malchus shamayim. Omr lei talmidav rabbeinu ad kan, אמר להם, כל יום היעיסי מצטער על פוסק זה בכל נפשך, ולנויטלס נשמוסך, אמרתי, מוסה יובי ליודי, ויקיימנו, ועכשיו שבו ליודי, לא יקיימנו. הימריך באחד, אשר יוצסו נשמוסי באחד. יוצסו בסקל, ואומרו אשכך רבי קיבי, שיוצסו נשמוסך באחד. Before we go further, Benya Yoda says something very interesting, which the Etzem Ha'ore, the Tzlach also asks. It's very modern. It seems, Vayisirkin es besori b'masreike shal barzo, voyim mekabel ol ovoil malchus shamayim. So l'choy mekabel ol ovoil malchus shamayim, we were saying the first parsha of Shema. Omer loy talmidav rabbeinu atkan. He's in the middle of saying the first pasuk of Shema, and they're asking Rebbe atkan, and he answers them, and then he continues. It's very modne, that was a psab modne kabbalas il malchus shamayim. So in order to clarify the maise, the Ben Yehuda says something very interesting. It's yedua that Rabbi Kiva was nitfas reish chaydish elo, and he was killed Yom Kippur. But every day he was brought before the Sinai for Yisirkin Besorei B'Masreike Shal Barzel. They wanted to have a long, drawn-out torture and death. That means this was a daily process by them. And whenever they were Seirik Besorei B'Masreike Shal Barzel, he was then Mekabel Ul Malchus Shamayim. And Fakert, until Tamidim saw from him, Fakert, it would be his greatest pleasure if he would die then on Kiddush Hashem. Fakert, so afterwards, they asked him, when they were finished with him, so the Tamidim asked him, whatever the Shaila was, Ad Kan, and he said, whatever the Teretz was, we won't go into that now, so that's when the Shaila was. But this was done day after day. Lemaise, the Ben Yehuda brings that the Kiva was Nifter on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur no one was there. No one was with Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva was Nifter Yom Kippur, and they went, and after he died, they sent him back, put him back in the room where he was, and they asked that they should be mekaber him. Eliyahu Hanavi came, and he brought Rabbi Yeshua also. There was a nest that everyone all of a sudden fell asleep. They went into the prison. They took him out. And then they went, and they brought him to Tverje. And there was a Me'orah that was open in Tverje. And there was a Mite, and a Shulchan, and a Menorah there. And he was put on the Mite, and then the Me'orah shot, and there's only a chelik that's still pasuach. That was Lamaisa, the Ptira of Rabbi Kiva. But the Shailas was asked before the Etzem Ptira. The Shaila Ad Kan, Rav Desla seems to learn Pshat as follows. That they saw Bishas they were Sirkin, as Besori B'Masreike Shal Barzel, he was mekabel all of oil malchus shamayim, and he was able to concentrate. That means this was tremendous torturous pains, and he was completely dovok in oil malchus shamayim. And they asked him, how could he atkan in such a matziv of yisurim? How could he be mekabel all of oil malchus shamayim? And he told them, Kol yomai hayisi mitztayer al posuk zeh b'chol nafshecho mosa yovi liyodi v'akemen. He says that was my lifetime goal, that fakert I should die mitoich kiddush Hashem, and that was the schar of avedosai shel kol yomov, that he wanted to leave this world mitoich his dafkes and the rebbeinu shel olam. And in Yesod, Rav Dessler said that elevated him over Olam Hazeh. And in reality, he was immune to the Yisurim. That was Lamaisa what happened. He says, his dveikus to the Rabbeinu Shalom was so great that Lamaisa, he was above the whole Olam Hazeh. And Rav Dessler says, Amir Dikevot, he says, there's an Indian of Kabbalas Yisurim. He says, there's one inyan of Kabbalas Yisurim, that even though a person doesn't understand the pros and cons and the tayelas and the whys, but if he realizes it's from the Rabbeinu Shalom and it's good, that's one inyan of Kabbalas Yisurim. Rabbi Kiva was much more than that. Rabbi Kiva wanted Take Mitoich Yisurim to be Mizdabik to the Rabbeinu Shalom, so he was Take completely elevated from the whole inyan of Olam Hazeh. And Take, he didn't feel the Yisurim. Omru malachei ashores lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Goyim wants to say, Atkan, a different pshat. Atkan, he only said the first posik. He did not go further. And they asked him, why didn't he go further? And he said, fakert, he wanted the Ika Il Malchus Shemayim is in the first posik. That's why he wanted to, in the first posik, sheyetzei nishmosei be'echot. Omo malache yashores of the Kaddish Bochu zu teira vizu schoro. Mimsim yodcho Hashem. It would be preferable, as Ayid v'Rabbi Kiva should die mimsim yodcho to the Yad Hashem. Omo lehem chelkom b'chayim. Yotzu sa baskel v'omar ashrecha Rabbi Kiva she'ata mezumen l'chayei ho'ilom habo. This is, very difficult to understand. So Betzim Taisvis and Ksubis asks the Kasha, he have a similar lotion, that whoever was by the Levi of Rebbe was Mezumen L'chai Olam Habo. So Taisvis asks the Kasha, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik L'Olam Habo. So what's Atam Mezumen L'chai Olam Habo? So Taisva says that everyone gets Olam Habo, but there's a din first, and there's Yisurim first, and it doesn't come too easy. Mezumen L'chai Olam Habo means that it's straight from this world to Olam Habo. That was Ashrecho Rabbi Kiva She'atam Mezumen L'chai Olam Habo. The Chiyuv Mesiras Nefesh over here was either because it was a Shas Hashmad, a Gzeiris Malchus, it was Befarhesye, so therefore, that's all this whole, there's a Chiev Mesiris Nefesh. The Ramah brings down in Yeredeye that the whole Indian of Shas Hashmad is only if they're Kaifa to be over a Loisase, the Kaifa to be over on an essay. Since it's biyodom to accomplish this, that they keep him avato the mitzvahs asay, there's a shita saran, so therefore there's no chiyuv mesiras nefesh. So Betzim the Kesef Mishnah asks from this gemara we see there was a bitl mitzvahs asay, bitl talmud Torah, and Rabbi Kiva was meisel nefesh. Or either it was lefnim mishuras hadin as godol hader, or that the otaka was a chiyuv. Let us see Rashi. לקח נמר בכל מיידך מן החובב הולך והיא מקבל אולב אל מלכו שמיים קוירי קרישמה ממסים יותך השם ממסים ויותך הוי אלוי לומוס ולוי מידי בוסו ודום נטו הבוסו ודום Zog die Gemara weiter. Lo yekal Adam es roishoi keneged shar ha-mizroch, shu mechubin keneged beis kodshei ha-kadoshim. So a person should not do a pool of talus roish when it's mechubin keneged shar ha-mizroch, because that's mechubin keneged beis kodshei ha-kadoshim. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, lo yomru elo min ha-tsoifim ulefnim. That this iser, that a person should not do a pool of kalas roish, that is number one, till Tzayfim. Tzayfim was the last place that one could see Yerushalayim. Afterwards, Yerushalayim was not visible anymore. So it has to be from Tzayfim and Lifnim towards Yerushalayim. And number two, Harabais, Uberoye, and number two, where he is, he has to be able to see Harabais. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Min atzayfim mokim shechayum liris misham harabais, umisham v'hola ein yechayum l'roisa." You can't see harabais. If you can't see harabais, there's no issa. Uberoye sheyochel liris misham prat imokim namachu. It's even closer than tzayfim, but if it's in a valley and you can't see harabais, so there's no issa. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Marav says. Itmar nam Rav Abba bereid Rav Chiya Barabi. Hochi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, loy omru alo min atzayfim v'lefnim, uberoye, these two tnoim. And the third tnoi, ubishein geder. If there is a geder that is blocking between him and Harabayis, some emela, so a geder makes it for different reshus. And number four, ubizman shashchine shoyre. That the whole Isra is only Bisman Abayis, where there was Ashros, Ashchina, then it was Osa. But Bisman Azeh, there's no Issa. Zogt Rashi, Oberoye Shocholiris Misham Pratim Okim Nomuchu, Bishain Geder, Mavsik Beinei Lahar Abayis, Bisman Shashchina Shoire, Shebeis Amigdosh Kai. When there was Ashros, Ashchina, then there was this Issa. Tana Rabbono. Hanifne B'Yehude Lo Yifne Mizrach u'mayrov, elo tzofin v'dor. Now let us see this. Let us see Rashi. Anifne b'Yehuda lo yifne mizrach u'mayrov. Achayrov le'mizrach uponov le'mayrov, v'loy achayrov le'mayrov uponov le'mizrach. Mipnei, that means he should not be facing mizrach u'mayrov. Why? Mipnei sheYerushalayim be'eretz Yehuda hi b'tzfoina shel eretz Yehuda. Yerushalayim, there's the shetach that came to Yehuda was a big shetach from the bottom of Eretz Yisrael. It went up to opposite Yerushalayim, and on both sides of Yerushalayim. Mipnei sheYerushalayim be'eretz Yehuda b'tzfoina shel eretz Yehuda. It's in the tzofen side of Eretz Yisur, Bigvul Shebein Yehuda leBinyamin. That means it was a chelik in Binyamin, a chelik in Yehuda. V'yesh me Eretz Yehuda Eimeno leMizrach at Soif Eretz Yisrael. That means on the east side of Yerushalayim till the end of Eretz Yisrael, that means we're going the width, the reichav of Eretz Yisrael. V'yesh me'eretz Yehuda heimeno le'mizroch atzoif eretz Yisrael, v'heimeno le'mayrov atzoif eretz Yisrael, she'eretz Yehuda al pnei kol oirech eretz Yisrael hi min ha'mizroch le'mayrov. That means here Rashi, the oirech Rashi means the reichav of eretz Yisrael belong completely to Yehuda. K'retzue arucha uktzore, v'im yifne mizroch u'mayrov. So if standing on the either on the east side of Yerushalayim or on the west side of Yerushalayim, the Yifne Mizrach Ma'ariv, Yer Pirui Litzad Yerushalayim, or Pirui Shalafonov, or Pirui Shalachov. Avo Tzofen V'dorim Yifne. But if he'll be facing Tzofen V'dorim, so he's not facing Yerushalayim at all, Yifne. Obrvat Shalay Yifne, Keneged Yerushalayim, Mamish B'doroimo Shal Eretz Yehudah. But if he's under Yerushalayim and he's facing Yehud, if he's under Yerushalayim, so if he's in the area that is opposite Yerushalayim, then the din is fakert. Then he's also lifnais tzofen dorim. Mizrach HaMayrev will be mut.